I don't think it's enough to simply say every birth should be registered. You have to put the procedures and conditions in place to achieve that. And so in South Africa, and there are things that our Department of Home Affairs has done. So they make Home Affairs officials available at clinics and hospitals to do registration of birth there, so that people don't have to travel to their local Home Affairs office to do the registration. And so that's one positive example of how Home Affairs is trying to put the conditions in place to ensure that people can comply with that 30-day requirement. We also see that there are lots of mobile Home Affairs offices that go to different areas of the country, including rural areas. And again, that's a good example from Home Affairs' side. So I think accessibility, and that includes kind of geographic or spatial accessibility, is one way that we can try to achieve ending sicknesses by 2024. But then another is this issue of where are these other barriers, and many of these barriers are the fact of the type of documentation or lack thereof of parents. And so we need to start considering a child not as an extension of their parents, but consider that child in his or her own right, and say this birth needs to be registered, and we cannot use the parents' lack of documentation as a reason not to register a birth.